We love them, don't we?
We absolutely.
Oh, they're so fabulously, amazingly queer as well.
We always wanted to get our hands on them.
Oh, let's get our hands on Sarah now from Nimmo. All right, darling, all right.
Hello. Sorry, I've got a cold if I sound a bit weird.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you sound great.
We've never spoken to you before. We've wanted to chat to you for a while, but, yeah, sorry you've got under the weather, Sarah.
It's okay, I'm fine.
Have you had some lem sips or any of that awful stuff?
Yeah, actually, I've just had a black tea. There's no milk in the fridge. It's sort of depressing.
Oh, no. God, that sounds like Gadia.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, we get in and we have to sniff the milk. And I'll be honest, 4 out of 5 days a week, it's a... No, you don't go near that.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, well, get well soon, please.
Yes. Thanks. Yeah. Now, we're going to find out what you're doing this weekend. It's very exciting. But first, let's hear from Nimmo. This is the amazing... And we do adore this. We step touch this quite regularly, Sarah. This is...
Oh, thank you so much.
This is Dancing Woo. Makes Us Brave. Come on.
Woo.
Yeah.
Woo.
Well, that was slightly embarrassing, wasn't it? Nimmo and Dancing Makes Us Brave on Gaydio. And lovely Sarah from Nimmo is here.
Yes, she's with us. And what did you just tell her?
I just went, just so you know, about 20 seconds left on this song. And then I went, actually, as it is your song, you probably know that already, Sarah from Nimmo, don't you?
Yeah. We love that so much. Because I knew you were coming on today. I listened to it in my bedroom last night before I did a bit of yoga.
You.
And we absolutely love it. Does it have a special meaning? Did he write it for a certain reason?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think it's a song that really fits our kind of whole ethos as a band, I think, in a way. We're very much a kind of night owl type of band. We spend a lot of our time, like, socialising at night, and a lot of our kind of most cathartic kind of experiences have happened kind of in clubs in London. I guess it came out, actually, at a time which was, like, sort of way more poignant than we expected it to. Mm. This kind of as fabric was... you know, closing, we didn't think it was going to reopen and all that stuff was happening.
Yeah.
So lots of people kind of like found meaning in it like that, but really it's just a song where we've had so many kind of personal experiences where that's how we've moved forward with them, and we also really believe in like listening to dance music live and going out to clubs and experiencing it in a kind of physical sense is the best way to experience it, and I guess...
Absolutely.
That's sort of where it came from.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it is in danger, isn't it? I mean, we've got Amy LeMay now. Hooray!
Nights are,
yeah, brilliant. But there is a real, and especially with LGBT venues, you know, we've got a real fight in our hands to keep some of them open. And
yeah, definitely.
So important,
it's,
isn't
where,
it?
Like, yeah, definitely. Especially, you know, for in my experience and in Reva's experience too, the other singer in the band, like we found ourselves in those clubs. That was totally where we explored our identity. It's where we were kind of like unified with all different types of people and realized that it was okay to be the kind of person you are. And I came out at a really young age, and it's because I was going to clubs underage.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Maybe if I'd have, I definitely was like smuggling myself in with fake IDs way too young.
But
how old were you when you came out then?
I was 14.
That is quite young, isn't it?
It is young. Yeah, it is really young. And it still like wasn't the easiest thing I've done. Even though I was young, it still wasn't that easy, but I think if I'd probably been going to clubs a little bit older, I probably would have come out older. So I think it really is down to going to those spaces.
Yeah.
That kind of made me feel okay with it.
God, absolutely. For me, it was the Queen Shilling in Bristol.
Oh my God, very good. Everyone in their place. Mine was Pop Stars at the Scala.
Oh, I like the Pop Stars.
Pop Stars. You know what?
Pop Stars.
So hilariously, before I went to uni, I got a job at La Scala because of Pop Stars, right?
Did you? Amazing.
Yeah, but then I realised that Pop Stars is obviously only on for one night, and a lot of the other nights were like hard rock nights.
Yeah.
I was absolutely petrified on the bar, just like, hello, what do you want?
It was like,
well,
not brilliant.
Anyway, let's talk about what you're doing this weekend, Sarah from Nimmo. It's Student Pride.
Yes, woo!
Woo!
So, I'm really excited. I'm going to be talking on a panel on the About Me section for Student Pride, which is, I've never done anything like that before. And when I got asked to do it, I basically have a bit of a fear of talking in public, which sounds quite ridiculous considering the job. But I find singing. Fine dancing, even though I'm not very good at dancing, but like I'm fine doing all of those things, but for some reason talking is something that I find quite difficult. So I thought, you know what, this is actually going to be a really good personal challenge for me.
Could you sing all your answers? Would that work?
It's a great idea, Emma.
Can you imagine? But Yeah, so on that level, that's like a big reason why I wanted to do it, but also because, you know, it's something that I want to talk about more, and I can't, like you said, sing about it all the time.
No.
These some things need to just be in conversation with other people and not just about my experience, and I wanted to sort of, yeah, you know what I mean, hear what other people are doing.
Yeah.
Being a student was, like, such a crucial time in terms of, like, you know, figuring out who you are and... So, yeah, I don't know. I thought the student pride thing was a really nice way to kind of get involved
with
it.
It's a really good idea, isn't it? I don't think it existed when I was a student because it was the dark ages. But, yeah, it was, certainly for me, it was a time when I discovered who I was and started going to gay clubs for the first time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was Liverpool in the early 90s, so there wasn't a great choice, but I had a lot of fun.
But you were there, Emma. I bet you did.
I was there.
Under a bridge somewhere on your own.
Hello.
You know.
In the rain. Now, so, there's loads going on this weekend. So, tonight, there's stuff happening at GAY Late where you can register from 7 till 10, and then there's GAY Camp Attack, amazing. Then tomorrow is when you're getting involved, which is the hashtag Let's Talk About Sex and Relationships Education debate.
Brilliant.
Cliff Joanne, lovely friend of the show, who's the ad editor of Attitude magazine, your good self. Deborah Gold from National AIDS Trust. Ollie Alexander.
Oh,
yeah.
I think there'll be a few bums on the seats wanting to see him, won't there?
Yeah. Now, do you know Ollie? Because you supported Years and Years, did you?
Yeah. We played loads of shows with them last year. So I think we did like three separate little bit of touring. We did some stuff in London and then we went to Ireland with them, which was amazing. And then we did Wembley Arena, which is really good. And we did a couple of arena shows around the country with them. And with Moore, who you were just playing with, the single with Snake Hits.
Yeah.
Or Mo, or however people want to say it. But I'm very confused about how to say her name. it changes with every person I speak to. We were with her, and then Mabel was there as well, actually, at Wembley. But yeah, no, I know Ollie really well now.
Can you do another tour, please? Because I missed that one. I'd love to see both of you together. Yeah. That'd be amazing. Are you doing...
Yeah, it was... really special, actually.
Yeah, I should imagine as well, Sarah Nimmo, that on a night out, you and Ollie Alexander would be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, it's quite fun. We actually...
I knew it.
I can't really remember.
There you go.
Ollie's really professional, though. Like, he's a true professional. He works so hard. And also, like, the tours that we were on with him... really, like, massive moments for him in his career. So, like, Wembley Arena, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he was quite well behaved, but, I mean, we had a really good time, do you know what I mean? Of course, there were lots of laughs to be had, but, he was definitely kind of in his peak, playing all his peak shows at the point that we were with him. So.
Right, well, hopefully...
It was really inspiring, actually, watching him do all his dance routines, like, loads of dance behind him down the runway. I was like...
Oh.
Well, you're very inspiring as well, Sarah, and a lot of people want to know if you've got new stuff coming out. What's going on musically for
you? We do. We have a lot of new music coming out this year, actually, which is really, really exciting. We're just sort of preparing for our next release, which is going to be in the next few weeks. And we've got an album, and there's going to be, like, a couple of releases, basically.
Okay.
Not just an album, something else as well. Oh. New videos and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Exciting.
Do we have an album name yet?
Oh.
I can't tell you the album name, but it's there, it exists, it's in writing, it's alive.
Top secret.